help us tonight. Thankful for Christmas, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Galatians chapter 4, verse number 4. Amen. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, the last time I preached most of the entirety of the message, when I preached about, amen, why the virgin birth was come out of this verse number 4. Well, we're going to get some of the rest of these tonight. To redeem them, verse 5, that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Amen. Verse 6, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Woo, amen. Man, that will make you want to shout. Verse number 7, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son.
Yes.
My. Reminds me of the prodigal. The prodigal said, I think I'll just go home and I'll just be a servant in my father's house.
Yeah.
Amen. He's got many servants, and I'd be better off just to go be a servant. Thank God when he come home, the father didn't make him a servant, but he made him a son again.
Yes.
Aren't you glad of that?
Yeah.
Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the scripture. Amen. If the Lord will help us, it might take me a few minutes to really get to where I need to be. I'm just going to take my time. Amen. I'd like to talk to us about unwrapping heaven's gift. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Unwrapping heaven's gift. We all know that the Bible tells us it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Right.
However, at this time of year, in the midst of all the giving and receiving, even the biggest Scrooge amongst us likes to give a little gift or two.
That's right.
Sure.
Amen. For many, including myself, amen, thank God, have been on the end of the giving, praise God. And I was asking them boys if they like what they got for Christmas. And they said, yes. And they said, did you like what you got? And I said, yes. But I'm at a point in my life where, amen, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm on the giving part now. Hallelujah. But, amen.
Sure.
Well, regardless of whether you get a new tie for Christmas or you got a new outfit or a new pair of shoes, I'm not sure what it is that you got or what you wanted. Amen. Maybe a big dinosaur egg like Weston got. Amen. But nothing that you will receive this Christmas will even come close to measuring up to the gift that God gave us.
Right.
Amen.
All right.
Glory to God. He said, amen. Paul talks about the way, amen. Paul talks about it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Howdy.
Aren't you glad for that unspeakable gift?
Yeah.
Amen. You ever seen anybody down through the years? They was just so excited about what they got, they couldn't even hardly talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they was excited. I've seen stuff about people getting a car, you know, and just getting surprise gifts, and it made them speechless. Amen. Praise God. That's what Paul said. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Aren't you glad for that unspeakable gift here tonight? Amen. He said that the gift of God that God gave, amen, this world was great, so great that it was beyond description. Amen. What was the gift that God gave this world? I tried to read the Luke chapter number 2. I try to do that each and every Christmas. And the boys are still young. And I said, I want you to know what Christmas is all about. When we was reading Luke chapter 2 this morning, for they opened up their gifts. Amen. And I said, Jesus.
Yeah.
The baby Jesus was God's gift to this world.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir. That's right.
Don't ever forget that. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And Paul said it was the unspeakable gift. Amen.
Yeah.
He was so good that you can't really explain how great Jesus really is.
Right.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. So tonight, I'm not going to get super, amen, quick into this, but I really want to take my time and try to get, I got a few points I'd like to make tonight about this gift. Amen. I'd like to unwrap this gift, and by the time I'm done, amen, so we can see what the gift really is.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Point number 1, what was the mission of heaven's gift that God had for us. Amen.
Right.
And let's look at this mission. Amen. His mission, Brother Tommy, give me a Colossians chapter number 1, starting at verse 15. I'll need a few verses there. Amen. But I really was going to get into this deeper than what I initially I thought about getting pretty deep into this right here, but I realized it was so deep I was going to have to get it another time. Amen. But his mission was conceived in heaven, and it was carried out on earth. Praise God.
Right.
Contrary to popular opinion and popular belief, Jesus did not, his beginning did not start in Bethlehem. Praise God.
Right.
Woo! And they take some of you by surprise. He was born there as an infant, but he's been around for all of eternity.
Woo!
Praise God. Amen. That sister missing him didn't know what I was going to preach tonight. Amen. But she's talking about that sweet baby Jesus, Lord of creation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, Bethlehem was the place that Jesus was born as a baby. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he was long before that.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, I love it. Over there all the way back in the Old Testament when Moses was about to go before Pharaoh and say, Pharaoh, God said, let his people go. Remember that?
Yeah.
Amen. And Moses was getting so riled up and so nervous, he said, when I stand before Pharaoh, the Lord of all the earth, he's going to ask me who sent me.
Yeah.
Amen. And who am I going to tell him sent me? I love this.
Yeah.
He said, you tell him I am sent you. Praise
yeah.
God. Who is I am? Jesus
yes.
is the I am. Amen.
All right.
The Lord of creation. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, he was born there as an infant, but he's been around for all of eternity. In fact, he is the great I am. Amen. He is the agent behind creation. Praise God. I'm going to hit this very quickly and move on into my message here, but Brother Tommy's going to read to us, amen, the book of Colossians, chapter number 1, verse number 15. I'll need to get 15, 16, and 17. Amen. But it's going to talk about his mission was planned before the world was ever created. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Dottie, give me Revelation 13 and 8. Amen. Revelation 13 and 8 before we move on. Amen. I need these two verses before I flip my page, and then I'm going to need some more. Amen. But Colossians chapter number 1, verse number 15. Tell us, Brother Tommy, what it says. Listen to this.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature?
Woo! Firstborn of every creature.
For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Woo, did you hear that? That's a mouthful right there, Brother Earl. I got to read this last night. I got to read two or three authors. I love reading two or three guys, but I got into Phillips. And I know Brother Tommy likes old John Phillips. And
yes.
It was just unbelievable the stuff old John Phillips was bringing out about this.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. And I tell you, it's great. Amen. John Phillips goes back and he brings out all kinds of scientists and Darwin. Amen. And a lot of these people who tried to explain away the creation of God. Amen.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Jesus created. You just read there. Go up above this verse number 15, and it's talking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it gets down to verse 15, said, amen, he made everything that was made. Praise
right.
God. Amen. There was not anything that was made that was not made by him. Praise God. Amen. I tell you what, Jesus was right smack dab in the middle of creation.
Yeah. Right.
Woo, praise God. And it really had me tore up, you know. And I guess I read that stuff years ago when I was in school, but I was reading about that Darwin theory. And I was reading about a lot of this stuff that they're teaching our kids in the school systems today, and it kind of had me riled up. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, it takes a lot more faith to believe that garbage
yeah.
than it does
yeah.
to believe that God created everything.
Yeah.
Now, how can you
right.
believe believe, amen, a bunch of garbage that we evolved, amen, over a span of billions and billions of years, amen. God, I mean, and if we evolved from, if animals evolved and monkeys evolved into a human, why ain't there a monkey out there somewhere that's half human, half monkey?
You're right.
I like to know that, amen. I'm just an ignorant boy, Brother Earl. I don't have a whole lot of smarts, amen. But if we evolved from a monkey, from a gorilla, somewhere or another out there right now is going to be one in the process of evolving.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, come on now.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So I tell you, it takes a whole lot more faith to believe that hogwash than it does creation. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. So I got down there to Einstein. I was reading about Einstein. And Einstein, praise God. Amen. He proposed a theory. He said, and he said, I understand he was a scientist. He was a super smart guy. And he kind of seemed like tended to agree with a lot of them. But he said, the deeper you dig into this and the deeper you study history and you study science, it lets us know that somehow, somewhere, there had to be a start. Amen. There had to be a beginning. Amen. Even Einstein knew that.
Right. Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. And they brought another scientist in. I didn't bring all the notes. I'd get too intertwined and I'd preach a science message tonight instead of a Christmas message. Amen. But I got super excited and engulfed in that reading that last night.
Come on.
And that next scientist come along. Amen. And they said, there has to be a God in heaven. Amen. There has to be a God. We know that from the book of Genesis. Amen.
Right.
We know that from Genesis through Revelation that there is a God.
Sure.
Amen. And the Bible said in the beginning, praise God, in the book of Genesis, that God made everything that was made. It tells us in the book of Colossians, amen, that Jesus was right there from the start,
yeah,
standing beside the Father. Amen. That God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Ghost was working, amen, in the midst of nothing to make everything.
Yeah.
Praise God. Jesus was there from the beginning. Amen. And I like that one scientist said, amen, that look in the galaxy that we're in. Some of this I knew, some of this I didn't know. Amen. But the galaxy that we are in, Brother Daniel, has 100 billion stars. Amen. Praise God. And you know the Bible said that Jesus, amen, made the stars.
Yeah.
It gets down there.
Made
Brother
it.
Tommy, not only did he make earth,
right,
not only did he make everything we walk on, not only did he make the seas. You know, there's places, Brother Daniel, we can send, amen, astronauts and robots to Mars and outer space. But you know, there's places deep down, amen, in the sea that man has never been. We can't get
yeah,
there.
Right.
It's too deep. I forget how many miles. Well, over 9, 10, 12 miles. Once you get down so far, it's pitch dark. They don't make a submarine can go that light or crush it like a can. Amen. Jesus made the depths of the sea. He made the land. He made the stars, the moon, and everything that is. And I like what that one scientist said when I finally about shouted sitting up there in my chair last night. Amen. The one scientist said that we are in, amen, a very small percentage of what's out there. Amen. Earth and the sun and the stars and our galaxy,
yeah,
amen, has 100 billion stars. And Jesus has them, everyone named.
Right.
He knows every one of them. You
yeah,
say, oh, that's a hard, amen, that's hard to fathom. That's nothing to him.
Right.
I want you to think about it. There's over 7 billion people up on the face of the earth right now.
Come
and
on.
He knows every one of them by name.
Yeah.
What about all the people that's lived from Adam till now? How many billions? And he knows them by name. Great God. Hey, I tell you, I'm not going to fuzz off a peach. Amen. Hey, I come to tell us he's a great big God. All this that happened just didn't happen by chance. God sent a gift.
Yeah.
And he's given that gift's name. It's Jesus Christ. Emmanuel. God with us.
Ooh.
Hey, I come to tell us God loves us so much, amen, that he put us in the right galaxy, amen. And
that's right.
That earth and the galaxy that we're in, the sun, the stars, the moon, and all that has 100 billion stars. It's a fact. For many years, they never knew. They thought that's all there was.
Yeah.
But the more they search and the more scientists expand their knowledge, it's now estimated, scientists estimate that there's at least another billion galaxies out there. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen.
What a God.
Oh, come to tell us.
Hallelujah.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, man. Jesus made everything, and he was there when it was all made. Amen. What is the mission of heaven's gift? Amen. I'll tell you that mission. Amen. Jesus left heaven's glory. Amen. Great God in heaven. I try to take my time and not get too carried away here. Amen. But up there in heaven, the angels, the Bible said, are gathered around him crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah, right.
And he left the splendors of heaven. He left the splendors of glory. Amen. For a mission to come to planet Earth. Amen. Aren't you glad, Brother Daniel, that he left heaven? Amen. In a lowly way. Brother Earl preached the other night. Amen. And he came to Earth, and there was no room for him. And there's still no room. There wasn't any room in the motels. There wasn't any room in the inns. They had to lay him in a manger. Amen. We still don't have room for Christ. We don't have room for him in our homes. We don't have room for him in our schools. We don't have room for him in our courtrooms. Amen. This society today has no room for Jesus. But that doesn't matter. He came on a mission. Amen. He came on a mission. Great God in heaven. Amen. His mission was planned. Sister Dottie gave me Revelation 13 and 8. This mission was planned before, amen, the world was ever created.
All right.
And all that dwelt upon the earth shall worship him, for the names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Woo! He was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
Before God the Father ever formed the foundation of this earth and this world that we live on, we call planet Earth. Amen. There was already a plan that Jesus had to die for the sin of all humanity. Amen. Great God, the mission. Amen. It was already a mission. Amen. It was a plan born in the very heart of God. Romans 5 and 8 said that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Aren't you glad for that? And in the fullness of time, amen, the time was right righteously. The Jews were free from idolatry. They were looking for the Messiah. They had finished, amen. Great God in heaven, their old, amen, testament, and they had created a system of synagogues and religious schools. All of this made the propagation of the message of the Messiah very much easier. The time was right. Amen. Great God, look at Rome. Amen. The time was right politically. The empire was the dominant power of the day. It was the dominant language of that day. I didn't understand. I got to studying into this. They had what they call those Roman roads. Amen. That some of them roads that still exist today, and Jesus and Paul and some of them traveled and preached on. Amen. Society was set up for the spread of the gospel. Amen.
Right.
Hey, and heaven said, I've got a mission. I'm going to send my son. It's time for Jesus to come to earth. Amen. He came to redeem. Amen. The next mission. What was the objective of this mission? He came to redeem them that were under the curse of the law. This word redeem means to buy, amen, in the slave market through payment or a redemptive price, amen, to buy for oneself and to forever remove from the sale. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that?
Yes.
It's like a slave who was purchased on the slave block.
Yeah.
Amen. And then his master said, I paid the price. Now you can go free. That's what Jesus did for us. That's what Sister Dottie was just telling us. They beat him beyond recognition. Isaiah 53, amen, said he was bruised. Great God, amen, for me. They beat him, amen, marred his image beyond recognition. Why? Because he loved me. He came to redeem me. He came to pay a price that I could be set free. And I come to tell you, that's why I'm saved today. That's why I'm a Christian. That's why I go to church. That's why I raise raise my kids in this. Great God, because I'm free. I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. Amen. I'm one that loves him because he paid a price that I couldn't pay. Amen. He set me free from a sin, great God, that I could do nothing with. Amen.
You're right.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Glory.
This was his clear statement and the sole passion of his life. Luke 19 said, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Aren't you glad of that?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that he came to seek and to save that which was lost? Even the prophet Isaiah saw that this would be the, amen, ministry of the Messiah. Amen. You can read Isaiah 53 later, those first 12 verses, and he talks about how they beat him, and he talks about how they marred his image. He did not come to this world as a great teacher. He did not even come to this world as a great leader. As a matter of fact, the disciples thought he had come to set up his kingdom to be that leader,
yeah,
and to be that teacher. But Jesus said, amen, it's not time for that. I didn't come to be a leader. I didn't come to be a teacher. I came to be a ransom. I came to lay down my life.
Yeah.
I was born with one purpose in hand. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I was born into this world, Mark 10. Amen. And 45 said, amen, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto. Right here's why he come, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That's why he came. That's why he came. That's why from his birth they came and brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. This gold was adorning, amen, a king. What kind of king was he? Joseph was a poor man. Joseph was a carpenter. Amen. Come on. He was just a poor, wretched man. And he had a son after bringing gold, laying it down at his feet. I tell you, he was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Frankincense and myrrh. Amen. This was a process of anointing his body from the birth, Brother Daniel. Amen. All the way from the start, they were saying that there's something special about this sweet baby Jesus. There's something special about this baby. Glory to God. He was born to die. He said he came to be a ransom for the sin of all humanity. Great God, I come to tell us, amen, when he went to the cross for the lost, he paid a price that no one else could have ever paid. Hey God,
right.
He was able to declare from that cross, it is finished.
Right.
God, I don't have time to get into that, but when he said those words, it is finished. The Bible said the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
The veil was rent. What veil? That veil, that Old Testament veil. Amen. That veil that separated the holy place, amen, from the people. And the priest had to go in behind the veil, amen, and get in that holy place, under the law, under Moses' law.
Right.
Amen. And that priest would have to offer up sacrifice every single year.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, amen. I might have this one. Hebrews. I'm going to need that in a second. Some of you know where I'm going. Hebrews. Amen. Oh, yes, I got it. Amen. That priest would have to go, Brother Daniel, every single year. Offer up that blood. Amen. Next year, offer up more blood. Next year, offer up more blood. Amen. But when Jesus died, he was that perpetual sacrifice.
Yes.
When Jesus died and his blood ran down Calvary's cross and he cried, it is finished. What's finished, Brother Jason? The plan of salvation.
Woo.
The plan of God before the foundation of the world. It is finished.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't need blood of turtle doves. You don't need blood of bullocks and of goats. But thank God the blood Jesus Christ ran down Calvary's cross, and I believe the blood of Jesus is on the mercy seat in heaven tonight, and it's still there, that whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God for the sweet baby Jesus. Thank God for this one that loved me so much.
Hey, come
and he bled, and he died. was born to give his life for me.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
My, my, my.
Oh.
I gotta watch. I'm trying not to get sidetracked. And when he went to the cross, he paid the ultimate price.
Yes, he did.
Hebrews. I want you to read some of these later. Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Brother Jason, you believe in eternal security? Yes, I do.
Come on.
Yeah.
But not the same way.
Right.
Woo. Hallelujah.
All right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He paid the price once. His blood was shed. They'll never crucify my Savior again.
That's right.
They nailed him on a cross one time.
Come on.
He came last time as a lamb. Next time he's coming as a lion. They caught in him. They nailed him to a cross, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
Amen. And his blood ran down Calvary's cross one time. Read the rest of that. By his own blood he entered into once into the holy place.
Yeah.
Having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Hey.
The blood of Jesus Christ shed one time is enough to save whosoever will. Amen. From the thief on the cross over 2,000 years ago to December 25th, 2022, it's still enough to save an old wretch like me. It's still enough to save, amen, an old sinner that comes to Christ and said, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I want to be saved. There's still enough power in the blood of Jesus to save that soul. Even today, amen, he paid the price of eternal salvation.
Praise God.
Woo! Glory to God.
Yes,
amen. My, my, do you believe in eternal security? Not like the other denomination does. They believe you can pray a prayer, amen, when you're 18 years old, and that prayer will keep you until you're 80 years old. You can live a life of sin. You can live a life of adultery. You can live a life of a sinner, and you'll be okay. That's not how I believe it. But I believe if you want to be saved, you can stay saved for the rest of your life. Now you can't get into sin. I like what Diana said tonight. She said she learned that following Christ is going to cost you something.
Yeah.
I preached for years about the cost of discipleship.
Yeah.
Jesus said, will you also go away? He got to laying the law down. And the Bible said many turned around and walked away and followed the Lord no more. Why? Because he told them it's going to cost you carrying the cross if you're going to follow me. Hey, but if you want to follow him and you want to give God your heart and give him your life, you can stay married to Christ forever.
Praise God.
Woo! It's kind of like marriage. So many people give up way too easy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
You can stay married as long as you're willing to put something into there. It's a give and take.
Yep.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't know anything in life that ain't give and take.
Come on.
Works like that.
Yep.
You work in the public around a bunch of knotheads, it's give and take. Amen. Come on now.
Yeah.
You go to church around knotheads, it's give and take. Yeah.
Give and take.
Amen. That's the way life is, but some people's too narrow-minded and too knuckle-headed to understand that. Amen.
Come on, man.
But great God, if you want to get a hold of Jesus, he can carry you through.
Right.
Amen. Come on.
Yeah.
You can stay sane for the rest of your life. I got saved as a 13-year-old boy. Didn't know much of what I was saying, but I said, Lord, if you'll save me, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Let me tell you something. I've been in some deep valleys, but I've also been on some high mountain tops. But I found out he's a God in the valley just as much as he is God on the mountain. Come on, glory to God. Amen. Now, the objective of this mission was to redeem lost humanity.
Right.
So now let's look at the outcome. When he went to the cross, he paid the price.
Yes, he did.
His blood was shed once, that I read to you.
Right.
Let's get on down to Hebrews chapter 10. Gets it better. Man, it's good. Hebrews 10 and 10. Woo! Glory to God, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. Listen to this. This was what they did in the Old Testament. Amen. Sometimes daily offering up sacrifices. Amen. But this was not, amen. This was not an atonement per se. This was just a covering. Amen. That great God Jesus was the ultimate atonement of sin. Right. The blood of Jesus Christ is our ultimate atoning. Amen. Oh, let's get the rest of this. And every priest standeth daily. Verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down at the right hand of God. And from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said amen before, great God, I come to tell us this man offered up his blood and his sacrifice one time. I can't explain it to you enough. I can't express it to you enough. Jesus Christ only shed his blood one time. Amen. And that's sufficient to save whosoever will. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, his sacrifice on the cross was and is sufficient to save you and keep you from now on. Hallelujah. Have you ever experienced, amen, that power of his redemptive work in your life and in your heart? If you do, you'll never forget it.
That's right.
If you do, amen, it'll be a work, great God, that the world can't talk you out of. The devil can't talk you out of it. Amen. Thank God for the mission of Christ. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Now let's look at the ministry of this gift. I'm about done. Some of you getting worried.
Come on.
Woo. Amen. This lets us in on the truth that the ministry of heaven's gift was very personal.
Thank you, Lord.
In nature. He did what he did for people he knew.
Yes.
He did what he did, Brother Daniel, for me.
Sure.
Hallelujah. I understand he could save in the multitudes. I understand he healed and he fed the 5,000. He could do miracles in the multitudes. But I tell you what, Brother Tom, he's also on a personal level.
Yes, he is.
When he met that woman by the well,
sure.
It was just one woman that nobody else wanted nothing to do with. Jesus went for her. Aren't you glad that he cares
yes.
about me?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that he cares about you? Aren't you glad that he cares about just one? Amen. The thief on the cross is a perfect examination of that. Amen. The thief on the cross was about to die and plunge into eternity, lost without God.
Yeah.
But he cried at his last minute. And he said, Jesus, will thou remember me?
Remember, Lord. Oh, God.
I looked at these verses here sitting this afternoon. Touched my heart. Jesus said, this day, shalt thou be with me in paradise. Jesus heard the prayer
praise
of just one man crying yeah. out. Aren't you glad that he comes to us on a personal level?
Yes, he did.
So many people talk about limited atonement. So many people talk about, amen, pre-election, and only certain ones will be saved. I tell you what I believe. Some people talk about, amen, a universal atonement. Whosoever will, that's more what I believe, a universal. Whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
But I tell you, amen, what we need to do is not worry about a limited atonement. We're worried about a universal atonement. Amen. Thank God. And worry about the one that died for us. Praise God. And that's what we're getting ready to get into. Amen. It was a very peculiar ministry. Amen. When Jesus went to that cross and died, he was able to pay sin debt for the whole world. Why? Because he was different from any other man who had ever lived. I spent a whole message and preached to you a couple weeks ago. No other man could do what Jesus did. Because
yeah.
every other man was born in sin.
Come on.
Every other man was born with an Adamic nature. You read the genealogies of the Old Testament. You read the genealogies of all the Bible. Any genealogy. And it always goes by the man. Amen. And this one begat that one. And this one begat that one. Amen. Because the male is where the seed comes in. Come on. But not Jesus.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. But made of a woman. That's what the Bible read.
and I spent a whole sermon preaching that out to you. No other man could do what Jesus did, because no other man was born of a virgin, and no other man was born without sin. No other man lived without sin. No other man died without sin. So nobody else can do what Jesus did. And I come to tell you, it's a very peculiar ministry. And God had to send Jesus. Amen. He was the only one that was able, amen, to die for a ransom for the sin of all humanity.
Yes, thank God.
Because he was different than any other man.
Hallelujah.
He's perfect. Yes, yes.
The French mathematician Augustine was talking about religion one day with a Scottish writer, Thomas Carlyle. Augustine suggested that they start a new religion to replace Christianity based on positive thinking and mathematical principles. Thomas Carlyle thought about it for a moment, and he said, "That'd be very good. Amen, Mr. Augustine, very good. All you need to do first, amen, is to be born, amen, like no other man has ever been born."
Yeah.
Woo. All right.
Yeah.
All you have to do is speak like no other man ever spake.
Hallelujah.
Woo. All you have to do is live like no other man has ever lived. And all you have to do is be crucified and rise again the third day and live forever at the right hand of the throne on high. And you can start a brand new religion. God, I come to tell us, amen, it's a peculiar to the way our Savior lived. It's a peculiarity the way he was born. And it was peculiar in the way that he died. Right. And his saints, children of God, will be peculiar.
Right.
He said, "You are a peculiar people. Come out from among the world and be a separate people." If you're a child of God, you can't be a child of the devil. And you can't be a child of the world. You are peculiar.
Woo. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
According to verse 5, the ministry of heaven's gift accomplished two great things for you and me. I'm wrapping up. It delivered us from the authority, amen, of a law that we could never keep. And I'm not trying to be mean here, but God knew. God gave Moses that law, but he knew it wasn't perfect.
Right.
Amen. Who could keep up with all of them? Be honest with you, we can't keep up with all the laws of our country today.
Yeah.
I read the other day, you listen to this. He said that a medical doctor would have to read a book every hour to keep up with the medical profession.
Think of that.
So if you went to a doctor last month, amen, he'd give you old news.
Yeah.
Amen. He'd give you something that's probably... Great God. I remember when we was a kid, or not, I'm not saying when we was a kid, when we had service for having kids, I should say, and Redlin was born, and they get a fever, you give them a little bit of Tylenol, you wait a few hours, you give them a little bit of Motrin.
Yeah.
You wait, you give them Tylenol, you wait, you give them a Swappa. Nowadays, they tell you you can't do that. It might kill them. You can't do that.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous to the child. Well, all of ours live somehow. They change their minds all the time.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad Jesus don't change his mind? Aren't you glad? Amen. Medical science might be, amen, very fast progressing. At least they think they are. But after about 4 or 5 years, they go back to what used to work. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Everything else might be, amen, in a whirlwind. But I'm glad Jesus Christ the same yesterday.
Yeah.
Today and forever.
Same.
Glory be to God. He's heaven's peculiar gift. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Woo.
Amen.
I got to move on. Here's what I really wanted to get to. Now I ain't got voice enough to preach. Now let's look at the message, and I'm done. Of this gift, the message about the Father. This phrase, amen. I've got so many different places up here that I've been reading. And I need to get back to Galatians if I can find it. Amen. Glory be to God. I already lost it, but you got it there. Amen. Where I started at, Galatians talks about when they cry, "Abba, Father."
Yeah.
Whew, hallelujah. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Really what this means is this word Abba means daddy. Daddy.
Dada.
My father.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't go around and call my dad father. Hey, Father Eddie. Hey, Father. Father this. Would you do this, Father? No.
I said, hey, Dad.
Yeah, that's it.
Here's what I need.
Sure.
Amen. Some people might call him Pappy. Some people call him all kinds of different names. Amen. But we call him Abba, Father, which means Daddy. Amen. It is a phrase that expresses intimacy, amen, with God. God's children express an intimacy to their dad, to their father. This speaks of a relationship that allows us to enter the very presence of God, amen, at any time to worship or to seek His help. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, yes, the Lord has literally become our Father. We can be as intimate with Him as we desire to be. You can get as close to God as you want. How much prayer do you want to put in? How much time do you want to put into reading the Word of God? How many meals do you want to push back and fast? How close do you really want to get to God? Amen. Oh, here, I'm about done, but I want to leave you with this. I meant to do this back there and I forgot it. I looked it up there in church over there a while ago. Amen. In the Old Testament, there was way over 100 different names for God, for Father. Amen. Here's some very, very prominent ones. When somebody was in need of provision, they would cry, Jehovah Jireh, which meant the Lord will provide. If they had a need of provision, they had to cry, amen, great God, Jehovah Jireh. Hey, amen. If they needed a shepherd and needed to find their way, they had to cry out, Jehovah Roha. Amen. Which means God, our shepherd. Amen. If they needed God to be there in an instance of time, they had to cry, Jehovah Shammah. Amen. Which meant God is there with you. If they really needed healing in their body, they had to cry, Jehovah Rapha. Amen. Which meant, amen, a God that heals.
Right.
Great God. But when they prayed, they had to use these names. But great God, in the book of Galatians said, amen, that when we cry, we can cry, Abba, Father.
All right.
We don't have to say, Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, I got need of provision. We don't have to say, Jehovah Raphael, which meant God, I need a healing. He said, all we got to do is cry, Abba, Father, my God, I've got a need, and I need you to help me. I couldn't tell somebody right here tonight, can you cry, Abba, Father, the God that hears, and the God that listens, He's your God. He's not the God of the Old Testament. He's not the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He's my God. He's Abba, Father. I know Him personal. I know Him because He's my Father.
Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
I'm out of voice and wind.
Jesus, hallelujah.
You are sons, and you can cry, Abba, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. Very sad. I don't remember I ever had to do it. But I remember I told you, every family does things different. But I remember when I moved to Marshall, moved down here to live West Virginia building down Huntington. I come from Gilbert. Gilbert don't even have a red light.
Yeah.
They only got one stop sign right in the middle of town where you ain't got a fork in the road. You got to go towards man or go towards justice. That's the only stop sign that I know of, other than maybe like a side street. But right in the middle of town is one stop sign, not even a stop light, Brother Daniel. So they go say where I come from. I come from Barney Five Town. Amen.
Yeah. Woo.
Glory to God. I remember when I first moved to Marshall, my dad said, hey son, if you ever get in trouble down there, you never know. You might get a flat tire. You might really get up against it and need something. And we went into this. It was kind of a new thing. It's a hot commodity nowadays, but he got me a credit card. And best I remember, had $300 limit on it. Whew, I hardly ever used it, but I remember every now and then I'd get in a pinch. Amen. And I didn't sweat and worry and really work myself up over it. If I really had a need, Brother Earl, I'd swipe that card and a new dad to pay the bill. Hey, it wasn't a very big bill. That's a lot of money. 20 years ago, $300. Amen. But I tell you, I don't know why, but it just gave me a blanket of security to know I had somebody there if I really
seated. Sure. I just helped swipe a card. Come on now. Hey, I come to tell us, hey, man, if you really need him, he said all you got to do is cry, Abba, Father. I'll be there. I'll be right there. You don't have to cry, Jehovah Jireh. You don't have to cry, Jehovah Roha. Great God, just call Father. That's all Peter said. Peter, great God, was walking on the water. We give Peter a hard way to go. Amen. But let me tell you something. You ain't never walked on water. Everybody get Peter. He began to sink. He began to lose his faith. Well, he had faith to get on the water. He was out there on the boat one night, and Jesus came in the middle of that storm. And Jesus said, Peter, come. Peter didn't think about it. He didn't sit cast lots. He didn't ask everybody in the boat, do you think I ought to? He jumped out of the boat. And he walked on water. I love that. And he was walking to the Savior. But guess what? Where we tend to do this. He got his eyes off of Jesus. And he looked behind him. And the Bible said he seen the waves were boisterous. Yeah. And he seen the wind, the effects of the wind. And he got his eyes off the Lord. And he began to sink. Great God in heaven. He didn't have to sit and flip through a directory of over 100 different names to see which name I need to get a hold of this God for this situation. He only cried, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. I come to tell us, sometimes that's enough. You might not be able to get a word out. Groan in your spirit. Groan in your heart. Lord, save me. I need help.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Stand with me this house. I'm doing.
It works. Thank God.
We are reminded about the future. What belongs to our Father belongs to us. I don't know why I lost my place. I really needed that. Amen. And when I get up here sweating, I can't see real good. Woo. I need to get this and I'm done. There it is. My bookmarker sunk down. Amen. Hallelujah. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are the sons of God, God hath sent forth his spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
Yeah.
Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. You ain't a servant no more.
Yeah.
Your son.
Mama.
And your daughter. Woo. Amen. Great God in heaven. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit, then we are. Then when ye know not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. Hallelujah. Woo, did you hear that last part? You didn't hear it. You'd be shouting. Amen. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God.
That's it.
God in heaven. And when I can cry, Brother Earl, Abba, Father, he's my God. Yeah. Then what he has is what I've got.
That's it.
I'm an heir of the Father. I'm an heir of what he's got. Glory be to God. I come to tell us here tonight. That's what matters. Amen. And can you call him Father? What he has is what you got. Glory be to God. Amen. I come to tell us, aren't you glad that God sent a gift all the way from heaven? Aren't you glad that he loves us that much? That he sent sweet baby Jesus. Amen. And unwrapped heaven's gift for earth so that we would have a way to get to God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now you hit, Lord, I thank you for this Christmas night.
Jesus.
I preached what it felt like was a burden on my heart.
Jesus.
God, help somebody in this house. Help me, Lord. Help each and every one of us to realize how close you are to us and how close you want to be to us. You're our Father.
Yes. Yes, God.
We can come to you, God. Hallelujah for every need. Amen. You gave heaven's best, the very Son of God, your only begotten Son, that we can have a close relationship with, that we can be saved first of all, and after salvation we can have a close relationship with you.
Thank God.
Help us, Lord, to feel that closeness right here tonight as we give this altar call.
Come on, church, let's gather in these altars tonight. Do you feel that closeness? Sister Dottie crying a while ago, said, oh, he was born, but he died. They beat him. He's back. Ooh, aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad you could have a close relationship with the God of heaven? Come on, let's gather these altars tonight. Amen. Let's work on that relationship with the Lord. Let's pray. Let's love him. Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Who he is. Right here tonight.
Sweet baby Jesus, born in a stable.
Oh God.
I'm so thankful.